Forum Opéra. Émission spéciale.
Ravi de vous retrouver depuis Pesaro, où a lieu le Festival Rossini cette année, avec un opéra, La Cambiale du Matrimonio, qui est un opéra de jeunesse de Rossini et qui a surtout la particularité d'être mis en scène par Laurence Dale et qui est dirigé par Dimitri Korchak, qui lui aussi est un des plus grands ténors du moment. Alors on a deux ténors à la mise en scène et à la direction d'orchestre. Est-ce qu'on va vous proposer maintenant, c'est une discussion menée par Laurence Dale avec le maestro Korchak. Laurence, je vous passe le micro.
Merci Camille. Alors voilà, je me trouve avec Dimitri. On se rencontrait ici à Pesaro pour la première fois pour collaborer.
Hello dear Laurence.
So, let me just ask you how you. I thought you were a tenor who became a conductor, but I understand it's the other way around.
No, I was a conductor who became a tenor. See, my first education was conducting, and then I passed to singer because I won some competitions, then I did some auditions in the theater, and then I had some first contracts for debut in the theaters, and I understood that maybe my way to like a tenor can be more fast than conductor, because if you are 24, 25 years old, it's a good age for tenor. No, you know it.
I know.
Very well. And for conductor, you are too young. You have to be an assistant of another great conductor, not and stay 10 years, 15 years to prepare the score for him, not to help him. It's also necessary, but my career like a tenor was faster than a conductor, and I remember my professor, conducting teacher, said me, no, it's not problem, because this education, conducting education, will help you to sing, because you know this the theater and how to do the music, no, and then later you come back to conducting, because you, after many years of experience on stage, you will understand more than singers, no?
Absolutely.
And now you know very well. If you do staging now, you understand very well how they are singing and what they need, not to perform. Okay.
So let me ask you. Okay, I understood that you started very young. Vous avez commencé très jeune, autant que ténor, ça c'est compréhensible. Mais actuellement, je sais que vous dirigez Barbier de Séville, des opéras un peu partout. Mais comment tu as pu relancer cette carrière de chef d'orchestre mis en attente pendant que tu chantais?
It was in Russia, because... how to start? So many years I was dreaming about this moment when I can do some music, when can I produce my idea to other artists, no? Because if you are tenor, you go to for the new production, and you have to do the idea of musical director, no? Of this production. It means you have to be very flexible to, of course you have your idea like a tenor singer, but you have to help them to create identical, no?
Identical
with others, no?
Yes.
I mean, it was the moment when I have in Russia. I have so many friends who knows me like a tenor, also like a conductor. For example, Valery Gergiev knows me like a conductor. Then he met me in Metropolitan Opera in New York and asked me, "What are you conducting here?" I said, "No, I am singing here Don Giovanni."
And was he conducting?
Yeah, I conducted in his festival, Valery Gergiev. Yeah. Okay, I mean. Some friends asked me to conduct his recital concerts, for example,
yes.
And I started. The one director of the theater watched this concert and immediately asked me to become guest conductor in his theater.
Fantastic.
No, he asked me to be immediately the chief conductor of the opera. I said, no, I have a career like a tenor. No, I have the contract. I have no time to be general conductor. But maybe with the guest conductor, we can think about it. No, and this idea was very good. I did so many debuts, opera debuts, like a conductor, in these years. Also some operas in French. I did La Juive, you know this opera. Fantastic. You sang?
I was supposed to sing it in Italy.
No, I mean Leopold.
Leopold, no? I didn't. I never sang it, but I was invited to do it in Torino, I think it was.
Ah, yeah, but it was can be good for.
Absolutely, good
for
it's you. Good for you too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, step by step. It was step by step, but I send them always my free dates. For example, here I have in February I have 10 days. Here in May I have 9 days. No, and they put some concert or performances for me. No, and I jump to the productions. This one is my first really new production. Because now we had 1 month to rehearsing.
Yes.
Yes. That I have had no before. I can do only the revivals. Yeah.
I saw a poster the other day in Verona. You sang Barbiere with Carlo.
Lepore.
Sí. Carlo Lepore. And so you sang on stage with him, and now you're standing in front of him as a conductor. And how do you deal with that difference of rapport? Je vais dire en français. Aujourd'hui, ici à Pesaro, dans la production qu'on monte ensemble, on a Carlo Lepore qui chante Mille, basso buffo, et j'ai vu sur une affiche que vous avez, tu as chanté le Barbier à Verona, la reine de Verona, il y a quelques années. Quels sont les rapports aujourd'hui entre toi en tant que chef d'orchestre, contre avant que tu étais chanteur?
Lawrence, so many times I sang with Carlo. Also 2 years ago, we did the Torvaldo di Darlisca new production here in Pesaro, Rossini Opera Festival. And I know him very well in different occasions and different operas. And I found him, I think he's one of the greatest singers today, also for the recits. No, this
amazing.
Is for me, this is very important, because you can have very beautiful big voice or not big, that's important. But if you don't understand the music, the line, the style, know how to do the recits, you can't be a great singer. No.
Yes, but ma question était plutôt les rapports entre. J'ai l'admiration comme toi pour Carlo, parce que c'est le grand expert. Mais je demande maintenant que tu es devant lui comme chef d'orchestre.
Now that you're in front of him as a conductor instead of as a colleague on the stage.
Of course, but I mean, to conduct in this kind of singers, this kind of artists, it's a privilege for every conductor, because you. I can't say that it is nothing to do with him. You it's a lot of to do, because you have to produce your idea, no? But he's so great artist. Mm. So I mean, I'm very lucky to have him in my production, in our production. I think you are as well, no?
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We are happy to have very good company, you know, actually, in our opera, fantastic company. And thank you for your staging, because it's not always the company, the artist, conductor, and staging director, they have very good connection, no? Very good rapport.
Look, let's talk about the piece itself. It's the first opera of Rossini, basically. I mean, he did have another earlier try, but it wasn't finished. This is the first finished one, which he presented in Venice in 1810. And of course, you have sung much of the repertoire in later Rossini as well. For me, what I find interesting, especially about your conducting of this, is that Rossini particularly loved Haydn and Mozart and copied out all his scores. And for me, I hear through your conducting a lot of Haydn, And that is particularly impressive to me. You don't try to make it sound like the later Rossini, and I think that's very important. I would love you to tell us a bit about how you approach the score. Je vais le dire en français. Nous avons collaboré ici et pendant les répétitions, même la première, j'ai remarqué que avec cet opéra qui est le premier de Rossini, tu n'as pas cherché à imposer le style de Rossini tardif, mais tu as suivi plutôt que son enseignement par les partitions de Haydn et Mozart. Et moi, j'entends beaucoup dans ton interprétation la musique de Haydn. Explique-nous un petit peu ton approche.
Okay, we everybody today we know that Rossini is famous composer also for his style when is necessary to be so composer with Rossini. I mean, every singer should create the variation, the high notes, the different cadences. No? This is very important in his style. But if we are talking about the really first opera, and you are right, because this opera is more Haydn or Mozart, and the because it's so simple music, but so beautiful, that we don't need to put nothing in this music, because it's everything is written so good, no? And this is the first Rossini. The later comes the time of variations of Rossini. No, this time. This music is very simple, clear, and crystal. No, it's a beautiful. Also libretto. You remember we did a chat. No, what we can do some cuts or some changing, and we decided to not changing nothing because it was so good written, so beautiful. It was no necessary to change nothing. I started to think from this point, and you remember we not all singers was happy after the first musical rehearsal, because I asked everybody to do some variation, but not so much, and also quasi without any high notes, because I found this already not in the style of the young Rossini, of the first his opera. No,
and of course, yeah. Of course, when we say the young Rossini, I mean, he was 18 when he wrote the score. Yeah. However, it was in 1810, and 19 years later, he retired. So, he was always a young Rossini, but his progress in terms of composition, 5 years later, he writes Barbiere, which is an absolute perfection. Mm. And but it's a completely different style for me in this music. On a remarqué qu'il y a un autre style de jeunesse, mais enfin, c'est écrit en 1810 et il a pris sa retraite 19 ans plus tard. Et c'est-à-dire que quand on parle de jeunesse de Rossini, il était toujours jeune, mais il a tant changé le style et 5 ans plus tard, avec le Barbier, on voit un autre produit incroyable, mais ici c'est carrément une autre forme de pureté, et je suis très impressionné par la manière dans laquelle tu as insisté sur ça, sur le lyricisme de Haydn pardon, et de Mozart. Et pour cette soirée avec Cambiale di Matrimonio, comme c'est une œuvre de 1h10, quelque chose comme ça, mais ça semble un vrai opéra, une soirée, mais on a décidé aussi de monter en concert le cantate de Giovanna d'Arco, ce qui est une des pièces écrites pour piano à la fin de sa carrière compositeur, dans les années 30, je pense, ou 40 peut-être, je ne m'appelle plus. Mais ici, on entend déjà le style de Guillaume Tell. Et c'est une orchestration faite spécialement, peut-être on peut parler de ça.
The orchestration of this piece, which was one of his pianos.
The orchestration was by Charino. because it was written for piano and voice. And actually, you know, if you can read some historical materials, it should be one part of the opera, I mean, one scene in the opera, and you can hear that it's not only cantata, this is a really the opera scene. And of course, it's the music is very near than Rossini's serie operas, no, like Giontel and others. I think also in our concert, in our performance, it's a good combination because now you can see how is different Rossini, no? And you know, some singers ask me in the masterclass, maybe Rossini is not my composer, no, I prefer to sing Wagner, Verdi or something else. And I said always that, look, you can find in Rossini, you can find something from your voice, for sure. Because Rossini is so different, no, you know very well, from the tenor of Edoardo from La Cambella di Matrimonio, then Barbiere, Cenerentola, then we go to Armida, Zelmira, Hermione, Otello. They are six, but four tenors, but four tenors, I mean important tenors. I mean not only Otello, Rodrigo, Iago, no, and also not the normal tenor in this repertoire he used, but the one tenor is always they call it today the baritenore, no, who are singing Otello, and other like Rodrigo is very Rossinian tenor, no, with high notes and with agilità. I mean, everybody can find something for any voices to keep. It's very important to keep like Mozart. It's like a medicine for the voice, Rossini, like Mozart, a medicine for the voice. You can keep your voice very, very, very flexible and in high position always. Not if you sing Mozart or Rossini, it's necessary. Also, you don't need to go to sing every day Rossini in the theaters, but it's like a medicine. You have to sing also at home with your teacher Rossini. No, it's necessary.
Yeah. It's also a huge challenge because I mean it's really not easy, but it's like these exercises of the 19th century, and if you can do that in Rossini, it's amazing. Alors, on dit que c'est un médicament, un massage vocal, mais en même temps, c'est une telle difficulté, je veux dire, c'est une énorme gamme de notes et de, comme tu as dit, de flexibilité. Mais comment on arrive à affronter les rôles comme ça, autant que ténor, parce que tu continues de chanter les grands rôles rossiniens, et d'ailleurs ici, je pense, you're going to do it here again. Alors, en tant que ténor et chef d'orchestre cette année.
You know, I will come, I'm not stopped to singing, no? I will come to Rossini Opera Festival in 2022 for Otello, to sing Rodrigo, no, the second tenor. Cioè, Rossini, why he is very healthy, no? Because the passion of your interpretation, your singing, doesn't help in Rossini. In Rossini, you have to control every note, no, every line, every phrase. Like in Mozart, why is healthy? Because of the controlling of each note. And Rossini is different. You can find the very fast music, no? Maybe for somebody who can sing agilità can be difficult. But you can find Edoardo in our opera, no? There is nothing difficult. I mean, no agilità there. No. You can find, for example, I sing Trovaglio in Derlisca, no agilità, L'Equivoco Stravagante. So beautiful operas. No, or for example, if you have a big voice, you can sing Arnold in Giontel, no agilità, And you know very well, for example, Gregory Kundi, who passed from Otello di Rossini to Otello di Verdi. I mean, with a big voice, you can find also, if you sing Otello di Verdi, you can find something to sing in Rossini.
Yes.
Gregory Kunde is such an interesting example for a singer, because he started as a light lyric tenor, then he became this big, I think you sang Rodrigo too in Otello. I remember in Brussels you did it also. And now he becomes someone who sings Turandot or sings that. How do you feel his example can influence a singer like you?
It's a very individual thing, no? And of course he started with Don Pasquale, with this kind of repertoire, and then his voice changed a lot, no? But it's only the reason of his individual characteristics of his machine. No? I mean, somebody. I know for me, my voice also was changed a lot from, if we are talking about my debut here in 2006, for example, no? In 15, 16 years, my voice. I feel that it's changed a lot. Now I can sing Werther, Hoffmann, that I can't do it 10 or 15 years ago. No?
And you sing it in Vienna. So it's not that you just casually knock out a Werther. C'est pas que tu chantes à Werther n'importe où, tu le chantes au Staatsoper Vienne. Yeah. Donc tu as vraiment dominé ce répertoire aussi, le Hoffmann, les contes d'Hoffmann et le Werther dans les endroits importants. Mais qu'est-ce que vous avez chanté en 2006 ici avec les débuts à Pesaro?
Look, my debut was with the Stabat Mater di Rossini. So, and then the next year I did La Cuoco Stravagante, then I did some operas like La Donna del Lago, Zelmira, Armida, La Gazzaladra. No, the first one is La Gazzaladra, then La Cuoco Stravagante. See, so I did some operas, I think 8 operas I sang here. With the concerts, I did La Petite Messalinello, Stabat Mater, one recital here, yeah. I have. Here's my family. I'm feeling that I like this place. I like this festival.
But this is particularly uncharacteristic of Pesaro, I think, a familial feel. C'est carrément une caractéristique du festival déjà en tant que spectateur dans les années précédentes, avant que je sois invité pour une mise en scène. J'étais frappé par le fait qu'on a une ambiance familiale et c'est très sympa. Déjà, c'est comme un village dans lequel on croise les villageois et les spectateurs, les amateurs de Rossini. Donc, c'est une ambiance très spéciale.
There's a particular also place because you can come here to the Pesaro and not only to see the performances, but to stay on the sea and to have a vacation also, no? And they do every day different programs, concerts, different operas. Only this year we do only one opera, but usually they do 3 new productions, no? And you can come for 1 week and to see 3 operas, one opera with the Academy, Il Viaggio Reims every year, and then, I don't know, 3-4 concerts, like they do every evening on Piazza, no? Mm-hmm. No, I like this place. So many tourists from Russia come every day here, and they like very much this music. Also, we open Rossini for me when I was younger. Then we know only the popular operas of him. No, it's like Cenerentola, Il Barbiere, and maybe Turco in Italia or Italiano in Algeria, no? That's all. And nobody knows this kind of operas like La Cambiale Matrimonio, and I don't talk about Armida, Zelmira, who knows this this music, no? But it's beautiful, such a beautiful music, Guillaume Tell, no? La Donna del Lago, no? Hermione, it's a beautiful music.
Tell me, you spoke about Russians coming here, and there are many, many Russian singers here. What are the link? What is the link between here and Russia? Because there obviously is one. Mais on remarque dans la programmation, il y a tant de Russes chanteurs. Vous avez parlé, tu as parlé de touristes, des amateurs de Rossini russes qui viennent ici. Mais évidemment, il y a un lien entre la Russie et Pesaro. C'est quoi pour toi?
I think the last 10 or 15 or also maybe 20 years, the Rossini became very popular in Russia, and so many students like to learn this style, and we have so many beautiful voices for Rossini.
Absolutely.
No, and maybe it is a good chance to create a new career for them. You know? Some singers also in our production didn't come from Russia because of the problems with the visas, with the documents, but maybe the next time we will see them. Mm-hmm. And Russian public like very much Rossini, and they ask to also in Moscow, in St. Petersburg, to do more Rossini. And you know, in Bolshoi, they did Ilja Jorims, the co-production with the Netherlands Opera, and they do Cenerentola. We did with Ernesto last year in Moscow, Rossini Academy, with the young singers. We did the Cenerentola in the theater. We have also Italian and Algeria. We have Il Barbiere, of course, but I mean, Rossini is now became very popular composer in Russia, and so many tourists they make combination. They go to Salzburg and Rossini together for the summer. Mm-hmm. No, they do this viaggio, Salzburg and Pesaro together.
Dimitri, thank you.
Thank you very much.
What a great pleasure. Lawrence. Thank you so much.